You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. So today we have Erica Holmes, who is a copywriter extraordinaire, and I'm not using hyperbole. Her stuff is really, really good. And today we have her with us in the classroom as our co-teacher to walk us through the importance of copy. What are you putting on your website? The words on your social media? It might look pretty, but is it working for you? And she's here to break all that down for us. So first of all, Erica, welcome to the classroom.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Talk all things copy with you.
Yes, yes. Okay, so you're just like the queen of copy in my mind. So I think it's really awesome to have you here to break this down, seriously. And you have a podcast of your own where you're breaking this down for women. But here we're talking about visibility, being seen. So for the woman who's like, well, I just want to get seen, why does it matter that my words are together, my messaging's correct? Break that down for us. Why does that matter?
So I think one of the most common mistakes that actually we sometimes make when we're writing our own copy is that we're so close to it, or we're trying so hard to be creative or clever, that we forget to keep things very clear. So when somebody lands on our website or on our social media, we want to make sure first and foremost that it's clear what we do and who we serve. And then beyond that, once you land a media opportunity and somebody, you know, your dream client is out there and they hear you on the news or hear you on a podcast or read about you in a magazine, they're thinking, I got to learn more about this person. They're going to take time out of their day to go and either check out your website or follow you on Instagram or connect with you on LinkedIn. So at that point, how is your copy reinforcing what they heard in the press piece? And then how are you taking that one step further and bringing them closer into your world? So they're going from somebody who's interested in you to somebody who potentially might become a client, or who at the very least would tell, you know, all their friends and family and colleagues about you and become sort of like that kind of brand evangelist, is what people say.
So how does one do that? I know a lot of times we're like, oh, messaging is important. It needs to be clear. How do we either assess the copy we already have or start crafting copy that helps us to be successful and to draw in our ideal person? How do we make that tangible?
Yeah. Okay. So one quick tip, if you want like a quick assessment of how your website or your social media is doing, is actually to like show it to a friend or a family member who has no clue what you do. Pull up your website or pull up your social media and just ask them, like, from this, do you know what I do? Okay, so first of all, the first thing you want to do is, again, make sure that when they land on your social media profile or your website, it's super clear what you do and who you do it for. So clarity over cleverness. The less work somebody has to do to figure out what you do, the better. So when somebody lands on your website, they should be thinking, okay, I'm in the right place. This person offers something I want or need. They might already have an idea of this from the press piece, but your headline and your subhead should be pretty clear in communicating what you do. And to give you an example, I was working with a graphic designer, and her headline was "Designed to Tell Your Story," which is not a bad headline, right? It's creative, but that could be a jewelry designer. It could be an interior designer. So we reworked it to make it just more clear. So the new headline is just more clear in terms of like, every businesswoman needs a wing woman. And then the subhead is branding, graphic design, and marketing strategy in the wellness space. So again, making it really clear the services that you offer and then who it's for. And so then beyond the clarity of what you do and who you do it for, the next thing is, how are you bringing them closer to you? Like, what do you want them to do next? So I like to think of it like when somebody comes over to your house for the first time, do you just let them wander around aimlessly and like see if they like help themselves, like get yourself something to drink? Like, you need to go to the bathroom? You can find it on your own. I'm like, no, right? I hope not. More than likely, you're taking their bag, you're offering them a drink, showing them a tour. So when somebody lands on your website, you want it to be pretty clear what to do next. How are you bringing them? Again, it's that idea of bringing them one layer closer to you from a passive, somebody who's passively taking in your services or products to somebody who's actively engaging. So are you inviting them to join your email list for, 10% off, or to come in and get your free cupcake at my bakery? Are you inviting them to subscribe to your podcast? How are you inviting them to further engage with your brand? And then the another thing is, so this is easier to do on your website, but on social media, you can also do this in your link in bio, right? So make sure that your link in bio has some clear call to actions with what you want them to do next. And then the last thing that a lot of businesses, I think, overlook, I think no matter what industry you're in, I believe that every business should have some sort of automated email series in place when somebody joins your email list. 97% of businesses are trying to capture an email address or get somebody on your database, right? So when you have somebody join your list, having this automated series in place, make sure that you're top of mind. It can give them a more of an idea of what you're all about and what you offer. It kind of keeps them in their world. So next time somebody's like, where should we go to dinner tonight? Or I need a cute outfit for my high school reunion. Your business is top of mind because you're in their inbox. You're in their inbox consistently. So those are three quick things that you can do to make sure you have in place after your press piece.
What I love most about this is the theme I'm hearing of purpose. And so women getting on, and we want to write all the things and tell all our story and write out all the things we do. But is it working for you? Is it serving the purpose of making them feel invited and coming closer? And is it pushing them toward an action? And exactly. How are you intentionally crafting to make your copy work for you? That's the theme I'm hearing from what you're telling us. And I think, let me ask you this, because those are good tips on what we need to kind of keep in mind. Is there anything you ever see and you're like, oh my gosh, cardinal rules, mistakes we keep making when we're writing copy for our Instagram or websites? What are the things that just make you cringe, or they're just getting in the way and working against our objectives?
So one thing is, I think it can be hard, especially if you are from a more of a corporate or professional background, to step into that more conversational tone of voice that's really kind of resonating right now with people. So something as simple as using an apostrophe, using contractions, can make your copy instantly more relatable, more personable, and more conversation. Another thing is leading, just using more stories in your captions versus, we like to write a lot, and I say we, entrepreneurs, we like to write a lot of lofty, motivational, grandiose kind of captions. But what is a moment that has happened recently in your life or in your day that somebody else who's your ideal customer might relate to, might see them, might make you more approachable, more relatable? Was it something funny that happened with your kids? Was it some kind of interaction with a customer that made you think of something? I think that weaving more specific stories that really show your human side is another big thing that we can do more, particularly in social media.
Let's say we take all these tips. We're probably looking at our websites as you're talking right now, doing a little inventory. What's our homework for the day? So our first step in applying this, what would you suggest?
Okay, I think first step is, one, have somebody objectively look at your headline or subhead and make sure that you have at least one very clear call to action of what you want somebody to do when they either land on your website or your social media bio. Do you need to add a button on your website that says join my email list or subscribe to my podcast? I think it's making sure what's your number one objective for these new people coming into your world and making sure that it's clear and easy for them to take that next step.
Now, what's so interesting is sometimes the advice we'll get on the show is very fundamental, but it's the hardest thing. So even you saying you have to know your main objective so that everything flows under that. It's man, that's really hard for some people, bringing on clients or public relations. Okay, what's the goal? We need some direction. What's the purpose of all of this? What's the point? So I love that you're saying identifying that objective first And then all your copy should kind of breathe life under that. So that's great. Well, thank you so much for kind of walking us through all of that. I know a lot of our listeners are probably like, I've got work to do, but it's so nice to have, you know, some tangible tips and also some conceptual things for us to keep in mind as we get this started. So let's say a listener's like, yeah, that's all great, but I want you to do it for me, or I want more tips. Where could we follow along with you and kind of get more of what you have to offer in terms of this copy guidance?
Yeah. So the best place to find me is my website, ericaholmes.com. And I do have a super awesome quiz. And in those results, I do give you some very actionable copy tips to help you inject some more personality into your words. And you can take that quiz on my website at ericaholmes.com.
If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.